Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The meeting between the Prime Minister and the Māori Party leadership over who owns the water was the subject of several questions from Mr Key, including this one from Labor's Deputy Leader, Grant Robertson.
Is it correct that the reason he raised the spectre of ownership of water by Māori was to divert public attention from his hugely unpopular asset sales program and to inflame divisions about treaty issues? And when will he apologise for this divisive behaviour?
Mr Robertson's question was answered for the Prime Minister by his deputy, Bill English.
I think the member is overstating his case there. The fact is claimants have gone to the tribunal and they've made a range of claims, some of them have expressed those claims as ownership of the water. The Prime Minister just clearly restated, in the light of that action in the tribunal, what the long-standing position of New Zealand governments has been and will remain so. And there's, you know, obviously pretty broad public interest in whether the Waitangi Tribunal is or isn't going to be contesting the ownership of water.
And there were questions from Labor's Shane Jones for the Minister of Māori Affairs and Māori Party co-leader Peter Sharples.
Why did he believe that the Prime Minister's comments about the Waitangi Tribunal and water claims were, and I quote, an insult to all of us?
And the answer to that question came from the Attorney-General.
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
On behalf of the Minister of Māori Affairs, because at the time, as so often happens with the press, half the story was printed, not the full story.
After blaming the media, Mr Finlayson found another way of dodging the next question from Shane Jones.
Does the Minister agree that his meeting with the Prime Minister shows that for him, blood is not thicker than water?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
This time, the Attorney-General said the meeting had been between party leaders and therefore did not involve ministerial responsibility. But there was no way his colleague, Local Government Minister David Carter, could dodge the bullet in this question from his Labour shadow, Annette King.
Why didn't the Minister of Local Government or the Prime Minister inform the public, local government and the media that the data being used by the government to justify local government reform was inaccurate, but instead chose to keep quiet and let the media report the misinformation to the detriment of local government?
Mrs King followed up her question with request to table several documents.
The first one is a letter to me from David Carter, dated the 16th of July, telling me that the incorrect figures will not be replaced because the correct figures would detract from the focus of the reform.
Leave us sort of table that document. Is there any objection? There is no objection.
Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
Appearing before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee, Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCully outlined efforts being made to get New Zealand a seat on the UN Security Council.
I think the Security Council campaign is going well, but it is fair to say that we have a tough race on our hands. We are up against two much larger and better resourced opponents, Spain and Turkey. And in the 2.5 years that we have before the vote, the size disparity is going to be something that's going to count against us, which is why New Zealand has started early and quite assertively.
Mr McCully admitted the odds were against New Zealand.
We are a small country, therefore amongst the majority of small countries that are being squeezed out increasingly of Security Council representation as the larger countries that feel that they are underweighted by comparison with the permanent members seek more and more frequent terms, Turkey being a case in point to our disadvantage. But bear in mind that we've got a lot of natural allies with all of the other smaller countries at the UN being similarly affected by this sort of dynamic.
Mr McCully said there were lines to be drawn over how far the government would go to get a place on the council.
We're not going to try and buy our way onto the Security Council with either policy changes or with cash. And I think it's fair to say that there is a view held by some that unless you have a large sum of money allocated to the task, particularly in the aid area, then it's difficult, if not impossible, to win a seat on the Security Council. I think that's wrong. I think that we should try and prove that we can win a seat in the right way.
Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCully speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee considering funding for his ministry.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.